The tour Siman Taf Kuf Pei Gimel Garsinan. The tour writes Garsinan beperik kama di kretot. We learn in the first perik of Masechet Kretot on Daf Hei Amud Bet. Amar Rabba. Rabba says, Man de ba'ele meida, one who wants to know, imasik shata ilo, if he's going to finish the year or not. If one wants to make a sign, like to see, am I going to finish the entire year? Scary stuff, Abutai. Maiti behaden asara yome sheben rosh hashanah liyom hakipurim, he should bring, maiti, he should bring, in these, behaden, in these 10 days between rosh hashanah and kippur, shraga beveita, he should bring a candle, an oil candle in his home, delo nashiv zika, in a house where you don't have wind blowing, which means the windows are closed, there's no like wind blowing, right? So then, imashich zehore, if the light continues and goes full time, you know, until the oil is totally finished, yada de mashich shata, then he could know that he will finish the year. But if, let's say, spooky stuff, but let's say he, you know, he sees that the oil candle goes out all of a sudden, uh-oh.
Does that happen actually nowadays?
It says in the Gemara, and the tool brings it. So, let's see. Let's see what the Bet Yosef says.
I think I'll just let it be a surprise.
Let it be a surprise. Huh? Better not. Nobody has to do this. Only if someone is really obsessed with knowing, you know.
It says the Kabbalah.
Yeah, like yeah. Here Kabbalah, you have in the Gemara. What do you think? In the Gemara, they didn't know Kabbalah. Of course, of course, they did. And it's not so simple that this should be done. The Gemara had to prove that simana milta, that you're allowed to make simanim like this, because or else sometimes it looks like you're testing Hashem or Kishufim or things like that. And then the Gemara continues and gives another example. Uman de ba'ele meida imatzlach iske ilo. One who wants to know if his esek, if his business is going to be matzliach or not. I think it's mashma if it's going to be matzliach that year. So what should he do? Nirbe tarnegola. He should grow in his home, in his backyard, a tarnigol, a rooster. He should have a rooster. He should feed it, you know, every day and take care of it. Isha min shapir. If he sees that that rooster gets nice and, you know, fat and healthy, looks good, has a good time in your house, yeda de matzlach. Then know that you'll be matzliach. Amar Abaye. So what does this have to do with us? Amar Abaye. Abaye says, hashta de amart. Now that you see, that you say, simana miltahu, that a siman, that making a sign, is something that is valid, is something that it's milta, it's substantial. So now, yeheinish ragil lemechal bereshata, a person should be accustomed to eating in the beginning of the year, reshata, the beginning of the year, which means on Rosh Hashanah, etroga, to eat an etrog. That one is in question. We're not so nohik to do that, not Ashkenazim and not Sfaradim. But it's mentioned here, etroga, kara. Kara is the pumpkin, or butternut squash, some people use, or pumpkin. Rubia, that's the, most people use the black eye peas. Some use sesame seeds, okay. Karte, karte means turnips, or like some use onions.
Leeks.
Leeks. That's the better word. Some use onions also as that. That's karte. Silka. Silka, you could use either beets. Silka is beets. Some use spinach. Some use Swiss chard. You know Swiss chard? Yeah. And vitamre. And dates. So, I mean, basically most of that six-item list we do know about. Piresh Rashi, rubia, piresh Rashi tiltan. On the word rubia, Rashi explains in the Gemara that it's tiltan. So tiltan are those black eyed peas. Some say it's the sesame. It's a machloket. What tiltan means. Yeah?
Yeah, just why is there a dot after rubia? Like, I always wanted to...
It's a good question. I think it should be like a hyphen. Rubia means, yeah, piresh Rashi tiltan. I put a hyphen there for myself. But you're right. I think the dot should actually be before the word rubia, after the statement vitamui. That's the end of the statement. Now we're explaining rubia. Could be it's a mistake in print.
Yeah. I was going to ask, cause how can I, whenever I read something like this, I always think that, I guess I'm used to like English writing where you put a period after the end.
I understand that. What do you mean? Everybody needs some help with the, you know, commas and this and that. I always looked at it as a challenge to get used to learning the Gemara and the Sfarim that do not have, you know, periods and commas and punctuation and all that. So it's a challenge to figure out. And over the time, you'll see that you'll get used to it. And, you know, but you're right. We need help here and there. And there are some Gemarot that already today they have with the Nikudot, with the punctuation. But it's good to get used to the regular.
Yeah.
Rubia, Piresh Rashi Tiltan, that's Rubia. And now, Rubia, Yirbu Zachiyotenu. After explaining to us what it is, now he says, what's the Siman Tov of Rubia? The word, the name, even though it's an Aramaic name, but since that's how it's called, Yirbu Zachiyotenu. Rubia comes from the word Yirbu. Our Zchuyot, our merits, not Zchusim, Zchuyot. Our Zchuyot, if you're Ashkenazi, you should say Zchuyos. Okay, fine. No problem with that. But Zchusim, who comes out with that? Yirbu Zachiyotenu. Our Zachuyot, our merits should increase. Karte, what's the Siman Tov in Karte, in leaks? Yikaretu Sonenu. Our Sonim should be, our enemies should be Yikaretu. Welcome, Daniel. Should be excised, right? Removed, destroyed. Silka, the word silka also has in it a connotation of yistaleku oyevenu. Our enemies should be removed from the world. Tamre, we have in the word tamre, dates yitamu sonenu. So you have here three different types of verbs asking for the removal of our enemies. Either karti, yikaretu sonenu, or silka, yistaleku oyevenu, or tamre, yitamu, they should cease to exist. Sonenu.
What do you mean by or? Meaning we use one of these?
No, we use all of them.
Yes.
And we're using all different verbs of removal of our enemies.
Why is that necessary? Why can't we just have one? Because we all.
You could. It's not like it's not like the biggest obligation in the world. But when it comes to avoiding enemies, we should try using all angles. And so if there is a specific, what you should be asking, I think, which is a good question, what is the difference between Yitamu, Yistalku, and Yikaretu? And I believe there is, I don't know if I'll go into it right now, but there is a different angle, a different meaning, a different nuance to these different words, which we should cover. You know, we should cover all of them.
Yitamu,
they should, like Tam. Tam means finished. Complete. So there is Yaakov Ishtam, he's a complete person. But Yitamu, like you find at the end of Sfarim many times, Tam Venishlam, Shevach Le'el Borei Olam, right? The ending of a book. Tam Venishlam, it has come to a completion and to an end. So Yitamu Oyevenu, our Oyevim should come to an end, finish. Either in the way of total leaving the world, or stop being our enemies. We want to make peace and finished, right? Yitamu Oyevenu.
Well, the verb is different. Another difference, because the verb is, Yistalku means to like,
to leave.
Finish means to
cease to exist.
Yes.
And yikaretu should be destroyed. That's a little bit more aggressive probably, right? To be destroyed.
Yeah.
So we're covering all angles.
Yeah.
Exactly. Very good. Vikara. Now the tool doesn't really give a linguistic type of siman when it comes to kara. He just says that the kara, the nature of the pumpkin is that it grows quickly. It doesn't take time. Mipeneshe mimaher lihiyot gadel. It grows quickly. So that's a sign of zrizut. It's a sign of alacrity, of energy. That's also a good sign. So, but we're going to see in the Bet Yosef that it also has a linguistic connotation as well. Continues the tool. Let's just finish his words and then we'll go back to the Bet Yosef. Umizeh rabu haminhagim kol makom umakom lefi minhago. From this, Gemara began all kinds of minhagim in each place with their minhag, and the two gives us the minhag of Ashkenaz, kemo be'ashkenaz sheregilim lechol b'tchilat ha'seudat tapuach matok b'dvash. It's an Ashkenazic, in its origin, minhag, to take an apple in honey. You'll notice that by the Ashkenazic minhag, that's the first one on the list. By the Sfaradim, the first one on the list is the tmarim. Sometimes we add at the end the tapuach bidvash. That's because we took it from the Ashkenazim. It's not a Sephardic minhag originally, as you can see here, to take the apple and dip it in dvash, in honey. Lomar titchadesh alenu shana metuka. To tell us that this is a tefillah that a new year should begin, and it should be a sweet year, a sweet new, happy sweet new year, as they say, right? Ubeprovinsa, in province, nohagim lehavi al hashulchan kol minei chidush. They had a minhag to bring all kinds of new stuff. What's the minei chidush? It's also a prayer of titchadesh alenu shana tova. You know, in Hebrew, when you see someone wearing a new suit, you say titchadesh. So you see that the word titchadesh is a bracha, a renewal, any kind of renewal. Let's say a person takes his health into his hands and he says, that's it, I'm starting a new health regimen, I'm going to stop eating bad foods or things like that. That's a renewal of his system, a renewal of life. That's a good bracha, a renewal of learning.
That's a fundamental of Hasidus.
The what?
Of this mechadish.
I saw in your eyes you're about to take off. Yeah, what? what do you want to say?
Tit chadesh is something that's big by them, especially with kiddush halevana.
Right, because of the levana mitchadeshet. But give me just
it's
one.
The first
piece.
Mitzvah given to us, no?
Oh, kazeh re'eh v'kadesh, the first mitzvah, hachodesh hazeh lachem. Hachodesh hazeh lachem, rosh chodashim. It's the first mitzvah, and it's a mitzvah that has to do with renewal. And I'm sure you're holding back a lot of stuff that you have in mind. But yeah, the point is that chidush is a bracha. Maybe that's what's behind the idea of when you learn, try to be mechadesh chidushim. Even Alpi Kabbalah, you mentioned, Alpi Kabbalah, there's the inyan to be mechadesh chidushim in learning. To think of a chidush. Now, Baruch Hashem, we have the famous vort from Rab Chaim Volozhin, that who said that a chidush doesn't have to necessarily be a new question or a new answer. Even if something that was already said, but you understood it finally, clearly, for you that's a chidush. Right? So that's a bracha. It's a bracha. To be mechadesh is, you know, the Svarim HaKadoshim say that part, a branch of the mitzvah of pru urvu, of procreation, of having children, is to procreate in Torah. To make chidushim in divrei Torah, that's a kiyum, that's a fulfillment of puruvu. So chidush, chidush is a bracha, definitely, definitely. And the last words of the two, ve'ochlim rosh keves, and we eat the head of a sheep. Ve'harea, some eat also the lungs. I don't know if that's too popular here in America. I think it's actually illegal. I'm not sure, but yeah, you ever go to a store and buy lungs? I don't think so. Right? They don't sell it. There are certain things.
That's my mom.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You have to ask your mom. They get around it somehow. I know. So you know, re'ah also. Why is it? What's the inyan of rosh keves and re'ah? Lomar. It is a sign to say a tefillah to say nihye le'rosh velo le'zanav, that we should be rosh velo le'zanav. I think we just read that in the parasha, right? Ve'ayita rak lemala, lo tiye lemata. And it says there, Lerosh, Vaita Lerosh Velo Lezanav. It's on the Pasuk. Do they bring it here? One second. Ah, Leshona Katu, Dvarim Kavra. Untanecha Hashem Lerosh Velo Lezanav. And Hashem will make you become a Rosh, a head, and not a Zanav. It's always good to be, you know, to try to forge ahead and to be a Rosh. Although the Mishnah says, I was about to slip up. The Mishnah says, "Heve zanav la'arayot velo rosh la'shualim." It's better to be the tail to lions, to good people, to great people, and not to be the head of foxes. So yeah, that's obvious. But to strive to be ahead, not because of ga'ava, but to forge ahead in life and to succeed, that's called rosh. Yeah.
I think I heard one time that it's to be like a. Not to be like stuck on last year's Averot and things like that. To be stuck on this new year.
So you want to say that's another meaning of forging ahead.
I heard that one time.
Right?
Yeah. Nir le'rosh, like to look forward to this year, to be for this year already.
Very good, very good. Nir le'rosh, to look forward and to make a Kabbalah, not to be stuck, not to be saddened by what was, although there is a pasuk v'chatati nigdi tamid, but not in a way that holds back a person. Only in a way that pushes a person forward. Right? And there's another pasuk, by the way. It's a famous stira. V'chatati negdi tamid is one, but Rabbeinu Yonah talks about it in Shari Tshuva. On the other hand, it says also, In Mishle it says, "Kakelev ashav al kio, ken ish shone beivalto." Kakelev ashav al kio, like a dog. You know, a dog. You know what's the sign of a dog? He ate something, he spits it up, and then he walks a little bit, and then he comes back to eat it again. You ever saw that? Yeah. Kakelev ashav al kio. Kakelev ashav al kio, ken ish shone beivalto. So too is a person who goes back on his sins. He returns to his old sins. And Rabbeinu Yonah brings what Chazal say is a person who keeps on repeating the same avonot you did last year. What are you repeating it again? Didn't you take care of that? So you see, there is a concept, like you said, of forging ahead and not looking back. But yeah, but at the same time, there's also that concept of remembering v'chatati negdi tamid, making sure you don't do it again. V'ha-re'a, what's the thing with re'a? Re'a means the lungs. Lefi she'i kala, because it's light. So I guess that's the bracha in it.
Why is that a bracha?
It's a bracha, it's light, it's not heavy. You know, it's a very, first of all, to lose weight is a bracha. Number two, to be light, not to be heavy. Maybe it has to do with what you just said, you know? Not to be heavy, not to be stuck, to be light, to move on. Hevekal kaneshel. Hevekal kaneshel. Maybe it means zrizut. Hevekal kaneshel, to be zariz, to be energized, right? No, oh, you like what I said before?
No.
What?
We said about Abraham, Ben Ishchai,
the Avram kaved.
To
be kaved, so the Ben Ishchai explains over there, you remember?
With
so when it comes to what, explain.
When it comes to whatever, Kodesh Ruchaniyut, be used as a rizut, but not.
Exactly. When it comes to, oh yeah, that's what he says. Yeah, I forgot.
Ma'amati.
Oh my goodness! Well, very yeah, good. Very obvious. No, hand it over here. Very good. Very good. You remembered. I did not. Very good. I like that. I like that. Baruch Hashem. Chashti velo itma'amati lishmo mitzvotecha, which means to be, you know, to be light, to be zariz, to be with energy. I think that's what it means. I think that's what the inyan of Shehi Kala. And Veharav Rabbeinu Meir Mirotenberg, the Rebbe of the Rosh, Rav Meir Mirotenberg, היה רגיל לאכול ראש איל, he would eat the head of a deer, of an איל, זכר לאלו של יצחק, in commemoration of the איל of יצחק, of Akedat Yitzchak. Let's look in the Bet Yosef, Rabotai. It's actually a very fun siman over here. Look in the Bet Yosef very quickly from the beginning. Garcina beperikama dekretot amaraba man debay le meida imasek shadailo. Bikzat sifrei rabenu katu beperikama debrachot. In some old manuscripts of the two, you would see instead of kretot, you would see the word brachot v'taut sofer hu. The Bet Yosef says that's a mistake in print. Shenitchalef lahem kretot bebrachot. So he's right away making sure that the kavod of the tour is intact. It's not the tour that made the mistake. It's the printers who made the mistake between kretot and brachot. If you look from far, it almost looks the same. Ve'ita lehaimem ranami beperek batra de horayot. And this ma'amar is also found in the end of Masechet Horayot. Period. Okay. Ve'ahad amrin ani mashich zehore. On this, that the Gemara says, if the light is nimshach of the candle, if it continues, pirish Rashi, what does that mean? It continues, shedolek kol zman she'ashem en betocho, that it continues to light as long as it has oil. All right? So some of you, I'm sure, are, you know, going to buy a special candle. They have these, you know, 10-day candles of oil, fancy schmancy candles.
Oil?
Congealed oil, you know. Yeah, I saw it. It's nice. So you get the 10-day one, you light it, see how it goes for 10 days. Ah, it's going to be a great year. All right, go ahead.
I was going to say about the simanim. Isn't it, wouldn't you say it's like an issue? Because then you start to believe in the simanim and not really in the fact that you can change it or not.
That's why it's very important that the siman should be just that. You know.
You're also not supposed to believe in signs,
though. We believe in signs, but to a certain degree. We believe in signs. There's no doubt. Why do we believe in signs? You know why? Because Hashem speaks to us. Because it's Hashem. It's not like, ooh, if the cat, you know, went under the feet of a person, oh, it's dark. There's a lot of superstitions out there. We don't believe in superstition. This is not superstition. That's what I'm trying to say. That we have to know the line between what superstition is, and that is totally tameh. It comes from Avodah Zarah. And what siman is when it's brought in halakha? When siman is brought in the Gemara, in the halakha, that means you're allowed to say, that means Hashem is talking to me this way. Which means when you're making that siman, you're davening to Hashem. It's a form of tefillah. It's a form of tefillah to Hashem. And, right? And to know that, you know, anything can be changed. En mazal Yisrael, even mazal we can change. In other words, you think what do you think the Gemara means over here? That if, let's say, it happens that it goes out, okay, pack your bags and be depressed all year now. Is that what the Gemara? No way. It's 100% not what the Gemara means. You know what the Gemara does mean? Okay, so do tshuva. Don't lose yourself. Okay, so I better be better. Maybe Hashem is hinting to me that I need to get my act together and start improving, you know? And that's it. That's the only meaning we should place in it, if we do such a thing, if it goes wrong, quote unquote. If it goes wrong, the only meaning we should place into it is, okay, being Jewish means taking that moment as an opportunity to renew oneself. But to say, oh no, finished, it's done, and that's it, and to be all dark about it, that's not Jewish. Yeah, it's not at all. And Chachamim rely on us to understand that. They rely. And look at Abaya, how he says, now that you say simana milta, milta means words. It's words of tefillah. Simana milta. When we eat that pumpkin on Rosh Hashanah and we say, shikare'u zachiyotenu, the eating is a tefillah. I told you, there are all kinds of tefillah. On Rosh Hashanah, even eating can be a tefillah to Hashem. It's a Jewish chidush, by the way. Eating, tefillah, wow, nice. These are good tefillot. Well, that's what it is. It's a siman to Hashem. No, tastes good also, right?
I get it. It makes sense.
We make it with sugar, with cinnamon, yeah.
I just don't think it should be encouraged. Because even the other way, let's say it doesn't go out, for example.
Right.
It's human nature to get a little bit haughty, say Hashem loves me.
And there you have to address it the opposite way. You have to say, Ashir avaz hamiral Hashem. Hashem, thank you for this boost of encouragement that you give me. You give me a hint that you want me to live, you know, in a whole year. Let me show you what a year I'm going to give you. That's how it has to be. Not, okay, so I could do what I want, achol v'shato, and you know, eat and drink and be merry. Oh no, you could ruin it then too. You could change it that way too.
I just think that it's encouraged. I think you should be like a lot more trust in Hashem than, because people, when you can see my name,
right.
It's still nature.
That's why it's important it should be in context of learning. You're right. I agree. I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
But when it comes from a context of learning with the tool, with the Bet Yosef, it's constructive. If a person... You're right. That's why I'm not saying you should rush out there, let's say the first drasha after you got smicha and you got a rabbi a position, the first drasha out there, Rabotai, if you want to know if you're going to have a year, take this. And there are people who do that, by the way. They're people, this is their, you know, thing. They like scaring people and they like giving people simanim and all stuff like that. That should be the last thing. That should be after you educated your congregants well into learning, into halakha, into gemara, into musar, v'chule v'chule. Now, they're in the right presence of mind to accept such things in a constructive way. You're right. You're right. You should know who you're talking to.
Yeah.
It says in regards to this, the second one, which if a person wants to know if his business is going to be matzliach, it says over there, nirbetanegola al shmeidahu iska. In fact, he says the two left out a few words from the Gemara. The Gemara says you should raise a rooster and call it on the name of the business, which means if let's say the business is I don't know, what name you want
John's,
to say?
John's tire.
Wow, John. I was going to say auto shop, but why is John with cars? It's interesting.
Johnny
okay.
On the spot.
So, right? So it says in the Gemara, you should call it by the name of the business. He says, why did the tool skip those words? V'Rabbeinu lo chashash lichtov al sheme de'ahu iska. Rabbeinu the tool did not bother to write those words. Because it's understood, it's self-understood that the reason why you're doing the siman is for the esek.
So you're going to call your chicken...
Johnny.
John.
Smart, call him Chaim.
Or Chaim International. Ve'ita tu hatam besamuch. Now, there is another siman that is brought in that Gemara that the tool left out. And the Beit Yosef brings it, and he's going to explain why he left it out. Ve'ita tu hatam besamuch. It states there, Hayman debai lemeipak le'urcha. One who is going to travel. He's going to travel on the way. Ubai lemeida ichaza lebeit ha'olo. And he wants to know, is he coming home peacefully? Is he returning, you know, safely or not? So it says, well, what did you say?
Should write
a kamiya. Nekum beveita dechavara. he should stand in a house, in a room of chavara. What's chavara? Pirush bayit chashuch, a dark room. Well, chiver with a vav is white. Right, pale. But chavara is bayit chashuch. If he sees the shadow of his shadow, I have no idea what that means. Neida dehadar ve'ata lebeita. Then he should know that he is viable and he's going to return back home. Right, that's the siman in the Gemara. However, the Gemara immediately rejects this one. The Gemara says ve'lav miltahi. That's not a good one to do. Why? Dilma chalsha date, because it can't be accurate, because maybe he's actually going to be saddened. Umitra mazale, and when a person becomes sad, he ruins his mazal. So, in other words, it's not a good idea. He says the Gemara tells us it's not a good idea to do this siman, because it's not necessarily going to be accurate, because going on the way could cause all kinds of anguish and all kinds of anxiousness, and so maybe that ruins his mazal for the time being, so it's going to show up in such a way, and you're going to think, oh my goodness, I'm not coming back home. No. And he's going to explain that. V'sover Rabbeinu, the two holds, dehad amrinan v'lav miltahi, lokai ela leman debay lemekpak le'ucha, v'lo le'inach. He says that the tool clearly learns in the Gemara that when it says Vilav Miltahi and it's not true, it's not going back on all three Simanim, it's only going back on the last one of the one who's about to travel. V'chen nireh mipirush Rashi, and so it seems from Rashi there in Kretot Avhei, v'chen katav ha-Modachi b'masechta Yoma, and the Modachi in the end of Masechet Yoma also writes, b'ferush de'lo kai, he says openly, it's only going, ela leman debay le'meipak le'urcha, it's only going on the one who's traveling. That siman is not valid. Why? Because anytime there's a time of sakana, that's when the satan comes in to cause all kinds of problems. Kigon baderech, like traveling. So any little thing, you know, by traveling, it's very important. People are always nervous when you travel. It's amazing. You see, there's a source to it in the Gemara. Don't you find that whenever, let's say, you're about to have a flight at night, you're just more tense than usual? It's a normal thing. Some people like to play it like they're walking around with their neck, pillow and all that, and it's all nice and dandy. But there's a human thing that when you're about to fly, you know, when you're about to take a trip far away, there is that tenseness. So every little thing, you overreact to it. Each one in accordance with his way. So therefore, that's what it says over here. B'davar katan chalash da'ate, umitra mazale, and he ruins his mazal. Lefichach katav Rabbeinu Hani, that's why Rabbeinu the Tur only wrote these, v'lo katav ahi deman debayi nemeipak le'ucha, he did not write that third one, because it's not accurate. Amar Abaye, Abaye says, hashta de'amar tziman amiltahi, now that you say that tziman is a valid matter, this is also written in Kretot. The Girsa that we have in the Gemara is, you're following Rabotai in the Bet Yosef, if you look in our Gemara, bimkom lemechal, instead of the word lemechal, to actually eat, it doesn't say in our Gemara to eat. It means to put on the table and to look at it. Pirish Rashi, and Rashi explains, the tama, the reason for these things, mishum dehani mili gadli leagal tfei mishar yarki. Now Rashi explains the siman tov of all these specific items that we mentioned, whether it's etroga, kara, rubia, karti, salka, tamri. Rashi says because all these things grow leagal. Who knows what's leagal?
So, like round maybe?
So igul is round. But in Aramaic, there's another connotation for this word, and I'll give you a hint. We have it in Kaddish.
Underground?
Huh?
Underground? No.
No. In Kaddish. What do we write? Ba'agala ubizman kariv. Ba'agala ubizman kariv. So with that hint, what do you think le'agal means? Ba'agala u'bizman kariv. Hashta ba'agala u'bizman kariv, we say, right? Ba'agala means quickly. Bimhera beyamenu. Quickly, speedily, in our days. So le'agal, I don't know the connection so much to igul. Maybe we could think of something, but that's not for now. Dehani mili gadli le'agal tfei. These items, they grow quicker than other vegetables. However, there's one on the list that this doesn't apply. Mihu betamri lo shayach haytama. By dates, that doesn't apply. Dates don't necessarily grow quicker than others. But those vegetables that we mentioned, the pumpkins, the silka, the black eyed peas, right? Etrog, if you want to put it in the list also. Their siman is a siman of zrizut. So you see over here, this is the second time in this siman that we see that that the inyan of zrizut is very important in Rosh Hashanah. I think the Rama brings down in Darkei Moshe, towards the end, he brings down the famous Yerushalmi in Rosh Hashanah, although the printers on the bottom, they say that in the Yerushalmi in front of us, we don't have it. But it's known as a quote from the Yerushalmi, nevertheless. And if you look in the next page, we don't have to look right now. He brings, Man de damich bereshata damich mazaleh. Anyone who sleeps on Rosh Hashanah, his mazal goes to sleep also. That's why there's an inyan to try not to sleep too much on Rosh Hashanah. The Chazanim have a heter because they need their voice, so they have a heter to sleep a little bit more. But if you can try not to sleep in the middle of the day, we're talking about, obviously you have to go to sleep at night, but don't oversleep, right? But in the day, if you can try to read Tehillim, to learn, to do something, you know, instead of going to sleep, that would be better. Because man de damich bereshata, one who is sleeping in the beginning of the year, it's not so good. So once again, you see that one of the primary simanim tovim on Rosh Hashanah have to do with zrizut. I'm beginning to like this inyan. So the inyan of zrizut is very important on Rosh Hashanah. We read the parasha of Akedat Yitzchak. Akedat Yitzchak we read in the second day of Rosh Hashanah. What does it say in Akedat Yitzchak? Vayashkem Avraham baboker, and the whole makor, the whole makor in Psachim, the whole makor for Zrizut, right? Remember, we learned from Avraham Avinu, from Vayashkem Avraham baboker, mikan shezrizim makdimim lamitzvot. When do we read this? We read it on Rosh Hashanah, the inyan of Zrizut. I think that's something to highlight in our thoughts, in our Divrei Torah, in our, Hirhurei Tshuva of Rosh Hashanah. Interesting. So this is a good siman that shows us. The re'ah, what is the siman? Because it's kala biyoter, because it's light. Zrizut. Why the kara? Mipeneshim imaher legadel. Rashi says, gedelim le'agal tfei. The inyan of zrizut, abotai.
Are we ready?
Stop here.